And a good morning to you. 28 degrees outside on this Tuesday, December 12th, and it's time now for Community Connection. This morning, we have the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Nolan Jones, Melissa Jenkins, both in, and we brought some guests as well. Let's introduce everybody.
Okay.
All at once.
Nolan Jones.
And we got
Megan
guests.
Megan Green.
Okay.
James Brown.
And Melissa Jenkins.
All right. Well, welcome in. Full house this morning, our little studio. Five people in here. We're going to have a good time. Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. For anybody who's just now tuning in, doesn't necessarily know what this is. Maybe they just moved to Bartlesville. Don't maybe listen to the radio and they're just trying out this great thing for the first time. What is it?
Okay. Let me start off by saying Merry Christmas to everyone out there. It's that time of year, And we're here. My name again is Nolan Jones. I'm a treasurer of the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. That is a pretty serious name. It's a pretty serious fact that happens to us all without any discrimination of where we're at, what side of the street or what part of town or which town. And this is also the time of year around Thanksgiving and Christmas that is really rough for those people who have survived someone in their family or a friend who did take their life and die by suicide. And so we want to talk with you a little bit. Our facility here works under the Wellness Initiative Program. And we are a 501c3 organization, which means that your donations would be deductible. And we operate from donations and would appreciate any considerations you may have. The one main thing that we really need to zero in on here and get started with, though, is across America, the statistics show that every 12 and a half minutes, someone dies from suicide in America. That's five people in the next hour, every hour, 24 hours, 7. And it's something that as soon as that person leaves, about 15 minutes later, that person was going to be leaving friends, relatives, people they work with, and others. Is up to maybe 20, 25 people that are going to be affected, impacted by this for the rest of their lives, trying to figure out why. Why did this happen? Why did it have to happen? What could I have done to help eliminate it and avoid it? Well, that's where we kind of come in. And how many of you out there have lost family members, friends, or coworkers to suicide? Our national strategy takes the position that suicide is preventable in many ways and times if we can just have the right people, that's you and I, And you are just as sharp and smart as I am when it comes to suicide prevention. It's just a matter of awareness. Are equipped with the right knowledge, which is a QPR, which stands for question, persuade, and refer. And that's a training we give out to where we can recognize people before we get them up against that wall. And if we intervene at the right time when we see it and get involved, when you detect a problem, that's what we're here about, is to educate, make everyone aware. And we do that by increased awareness through radio. And we really appreciate the guys for helping us out once a month and letting us do this. Newspapers, Facebook, and meetings. We educate by through the QPR program I talked about, the question, persuade, and refer. And we have an annual summit each year that we also bring in experts from around the country to help us work on this subject. And we work with our local and state representatives trying to get the effective policies we need in at Oklahoma City and at the nation. And we do that through intervention. There are lifelines in the 800 number that we'll give you in just a moment. The local contacts, and again, we work through the mental health family here in Washington County. And the post-intervention is the follow-up, and we have a meeting for people who survive someone who died from suicide. That's the first Thursday night at 6 p.m. in the local library. And if you can help us, or if you have any interest in this area, please give us a call. And at 198-335-7961. And if you have somebody that's that happens to be in a serious crisis situation, take them to the emergency room. If you have somebody that's talking about it or gives have them time that to deal with this, have them call the 1-800 number. That's 1-800-273-8255. And Melissa, would you like to?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I want to add to that, we've been studying the issue mm-hmm. of suicide loss here in Washington County for several years now, and it's always in the top three leading causes of overall death in our county. So we are very concerned about it. And Nolan quoted you some of the national strategies. It's like other things in the past that no one wanted to talk about. It's not until we began to awaken our community to the tragic of suicide that we then are beginning to prevent suicide. And so awareness is so incredibly important. There is also, through the Bartlesville Regional United Way, they gave a grant to Youth and Family Services. And that's also a nice resource. It's called Because of Hannah program, but basically what they do is they have trained mental health professionals that if you do have that loved one that's thinking about ending their life, they do an actual risk assessment, and that's really important too, we can determine just how at risk they are. And that's a wonderful program. There's no cost to go in and have this risk assessment done, and the mental health professional can determine do they need to be hospitalized, can they be taken care of. In the QPR training, we talk about there's really three main things. That's how to recognize the warning signs that someone may be in trouble, how to persuade them to stay alive and get help, and then refer them to help. And Nolan's going to tell you about a great new resource that just came out last week. But so that's what we try to do. The more citizens that we can train in our county, the less adverse events there should be. And we have a goal. We want to train at least 25% of our community citizens on this really important issue. And Grand Lake Mental Health is our crisis. It's called our Community Crisis Mental Health Center. So that's part of their role as well. We always have that national number, but raising awareness, talking about it, supporting individuals who've lost a loved one, as Nolan said, are really important strategies. And one of the things we want to talk about too is something that just happened Friday, and that was the end of our circuit bus route. We are very saddened about losing that route because we took so many people to their appointments for mental health and physical health. It was a lifeline to get people to resources that they need. So we're concerned about that impact that's going to have for individuals that might not have had another way to get to where they need to go.
And that was something like 300 people per day that was disabled toward the point they and in a position they did not have transportation?
Yeah, well, we probably gave about between 40 and 60 rides. We know at least 300 individuals, okay. Nolan, and probably more than that. We just, in a two-month period, we had every rider sign in, so we knew how many unduplicated riders there were. But we studied it for years, too. And all of these things in terms of a community health infrastructure, for example, if you can't get to the appointments, you've got to have access. Mm-hmm. If you can't get there, or you don't have stable housing, you don't have health care, it really does snowball. And another thing I want to mention, even ways that we've tried other strategies, we have health providers now that are doing what we call the patient health questionnaire. And as a matter of fact, we have the Mobile Smiles dental van today. We had brought it in yesterday through Casa Hispana, and everybody that goes on that dental van gets a health questionnaire, and it does have questions that help us determine whether or not they might be feeling suicidal or uh-huh. depressed. It's really, a lot of people get depressed and then they can't get out of that depression. We call it kind of a psych ache, and we want to get them through that crisis, and if we can get them through the crisis, hopefully they won't be suicidal again.
Melissa has a responsibility as a volunteer. We're all volunteers, and She has, under the Wellness Initiative, about 11 different groups, I believe, and functions that she takes care of. And when I came on board about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we were strictly suicide prevention, and we still are. That's our emphasis and why we're here. But it's so depressing to work on the end of the process to where you have no control over it and you just have to deal with what's already happened, that we needed to go upstream and start dealing and thinking about all the rest of the stuff that she has involved. And those people who really need our help. If I need to go get me some medicine or something at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up and go get in the car and go to a Quick Trip somewhere and get it. Well, it's not that easy. You have to think about it a week ahead of time, how you're going to do it and what hour of the day you're going to be there to catch that one bus that's going to get you there, to get you back, to get your headache gone. I mean, it's just so involved. You will never believe how complex it gets when you start putting all the factors together that cause us to have such down and out mental health issues in our community, and we need to help them.
Looking at our time, we're going to take a quick little break. We got more Community Connection on the way.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we're back, Community Connection, on this Tuesday morning, getting 28 degrees outside with the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. We were talking a little bit about, during the break, about the QPR. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but there's still so much more information there is to talk about that. Nolan?
Yes, on the QPR, I'd like to point out that we've had a pretty limited turnout this year, and that's my problem, a lot of it, because we've been so busy with other issues. But I would like to remind you that we're getting into a new year, and we've got a couple classes that are lined up in January. But this takes 1 hour to go through, and we'd love to offer it to an individual. If you could get enough of you at one time, we'd like to have 30 of each class. But we're going to come out with a schedule here and try to advertise where we're going to show this thing, and we'll take 10 or 2 or whatever comes in. And we're going to do this at some of the local churches and down at the library and whatever, and see if we can't get some more interest going in this. We really want you to be able to know how to recognize it and to react when you do, and it's such a good thing to feel that. Now, one of the other things that we have come up with, or the Wellness Initiative has as a group, there's a lot of volunteers in that group, is a new a problem for me in the past has been the refer part of the QPR. What do I do now that I've questioned somebody and we've calmed them down and smiled at them, talked to them, give them a little bit of hope, and got them off the bridge? What do they do now? They're not really ready to just turn loose again. And so we need to refer them to someone. I always had a problem of where do I take them, and you know, who has insurance, who requires it, who doesn't. And Melissa and the group tackled that and redone it and brought that up to date last week. They announced it and have started to publish or putting that out. It is out on their Facebook page at FB wciok.com, W-C-W-I-O-K. And it's on there where you can download it. And there's also a number in there to where you would be able to go out and we can get some of those to you. And if you're organized in businesses or whatever, or schools, whatever, if you need to get into this, it's a 60-page book that is cross-referenced very well for many, many subjects that involve our people around the community. It will help you to help them. And so if you want to direct talk about it, contact 1-918-876-3056. That would be Melissa and the group that she has up there. And it's something that's going to really be helpful for all the groups and the contractors, consultants, and the people around town. Do you have anything else on that? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we're really glad to provide this resource guide for Washington County. Before we had them separated, it was a free and low-cost health care guide, and then we had a mental health care guide. Now we've combined all the resources in terms of health so that we have more of a wholeness, mind, body, and spirit wellness guide, and it's pretty comprehensive. We're really glad to offer it to the community. It also has some housing support resources and vision, dental, as well as physical and mental health resources in it, domestic violence, things like that. I know Megan wanted to add a couple of things, and then I also want to add another couple
Absolutely.
Of things.
So. Absolutely.
Hello, everyone. I'm Megan. suicide prevention is very important, especially whenever these young people are taking their lives. They're teenagers and young as 10, 6 years old. We need to start educating their friends. That's who they talk to the most, is their friends. They don't really talk to their parents. We need to start getting these kids on board with prevention. And how are they gonna solve it? And what are they gonna do? And that's the thing we need to start doing for these children and for our teenagers.
I'm glad Megan brought that up because that's who kids talk to. And I was called out to do a talk with third and fourth graders because there were about 14 of them that had said they wish they could go to sleep and never wake up, that the world would be a better place without them. And those are the kind of statements that we teach people to look for in our training. But it does seem like younger and younger children are getting into some really intense psychological hurt. And there are some school-based programs, but also you can think about Sunday schools. Where are children? They're in sporting events, things like that. And so we can have opportunities to train individuals that touch children's lives to teach them how to talk to their friends. I think it is important. I appreciate you bringing that up, Megan.
One thing I'd like to just put on the bottom of that is a year ago we had a situation, won't go into details, but with the youth, and the counselors were talking to other friends of theirs, and she said something that is hard to forget, is that she was born up in a hoodie with headsets, and that she was so lonely, and nobody else knew that they were so lonely. We do have to get our social skills going again, and people talking to each other at their young levels and back to all levels. And I'm sure each of your home knows what I'm talking about with that, with the cell phones.
Yeah. One other thing I want to mention with that, too. So with the Wellness Initiative and all the projects we have, we do try to, again, do a holistic approach. So suicide prevention and what we call our Positive Influence Committee, formerly Anti-Drug Network, we work closely hand in hand with each other, because when we're talking about suicide prevention and drug prevention, they go hand in hand, and there's very strong links. And we do know that Oklahoma does have a very high rate of death by overdose, accidental, and the opioid epidemic is part of that with the prescription painkillers. And so we're also working very hard to educate our community on suicide prevention and how to keep your family safe from drug overdoses. And we will be doing a series, actually we have a series each month at the Bartsville Public Library, and this month we'll be doing the it's called the Opioid Epidemic in Oral Health. We always have also suicide prevention resources there, but and that will be on December 19th, and the first one is at noon. That will be at the library, and then the second one on the same day on the 19th is at 6 o'clock. But we're really focusing on the importance of oral health, and when we're given painkillers through the dentist, again, how to keep safe about that, because we know that research shows us that when you're given a 30-day prescription of a painkiller like Vicodin, Percocet, things like that, 50% of those people were taking that same prescription 3 years later. So it's a very addictive process, but we know that safe storage, safe use is real important in helping us prevent that as well.
Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, a lot of moving pieces, but a big battle that you're fighting. We appreciate you taking that on, and of course, educating Washington County and as many people as you can. We appreciate you. Washington County Suicide Prevention for Community Connection this morning.
Hi, I'm Marty Michaels, and welcome to Heartbeat. Sports.